scripture reading, Psalm 73, 12-17 and verse 25. This is what the wicked are like. Always carefree, they increase in wealth. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued. I have been punished every morning. If I had said I will speak thus, I would have betrayed this generation to your children. When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? And being with you, I desire nothing on earth. Devotional. Christianity is not a set of intellectual beliefs, but a love relationship with God. We need to do what the psalmist did in Psalm 73, go into the sanctuary of God and be alone with Him. This especially applies when we are in the midst of suffering and darkness. The sayings of the Desert Fathers come from men and women who fled to the desert as a sanctuary to seek God with their whole heart. Eventually, they formed communities around a rule of life. The following are a few of the teachings they left behind. Listen to them carefully and prayerfully. Now, a cell was an ancient term for a quiet, private place to be with God. Abba Anthony said, "Just as fish die if they stay too long out of water, so the monks who loiter outside their cells or pass their time with men of the world lose the intensity of inner peace. So like a fish going towards the sea, we must hurry to reach our cell, for fear that if we delay outside, we will lose our interior watchfulness." Abbot Pastor said, "Any trial, whatever, that comes to you can be conquered by silence." A certain brother went to Abbot Moses in Skeet and asked him for a good word. And the elder said to him, "Go sit in your cell, and your cell will teach you everything." Question to consider. How and why do you think finding time alone with God in silence might teach you everything? Prayer. Lord, you know how easily and quickly I lose my interior sense of you. Grant me grace for the rest of today to silence the exterior noises around me so that I can hear the warmth of your voice. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please take a breath and let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.